Today's daf is daf vav in Masechta Shavuot, and let's begin from where we left off, which is a number of lines down. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, I think it's forgot up to. Sorry, just let washing. Yes, and that is as follows. Rav Yaakov bar Acha says b'shem Rav Yasa, ha'over lifnei hateva b'yom tov shor Rosh Hashanah. Someone who is davening from the Amud is chazan. He doesn't on Rosh Hashanah. Ain tzorich laskir shor Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't need to mention Rosh Chodesh. Sorry, ain tzorich laskir Rosh Chodesh. Why? Koma Eda says, because by saying Yom HaZikaron, that covers Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh together. They're both covered by Yom HaZikaron. Why? Because he says Rosh Hashanah is referred to Zichron Truah, that's Zikaron. And Rosh Chodesh, K'tiv Gabei Chatzotzot, V'yilachem LeZikaron. So there's a reference of Zikaron or Zichron that alludes also Rosh Chodesh. The Yom Zikaron is enough. We don't necessarily Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh V'Yom Zikaron Hazeh. Like we do with Shabbos, but Yom etc., which we'd do if it was Shabbos. You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Amar Rav Acha bar Papa. V'tani ken ha'ovel lifnei hateva b'yom tov rishon shel Rosh Hashanah. That is happens to be Shabbat, importantly. B'shachri Beit Shammai says mitbelel shmona. You do seven brachot. It's eight brachot, not regular seven. What's the extra one? Because you have to do a bracha for Rosh Hashanah and also a bracha for Shabbat. Shabbat and not Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, sheva. You just combine the mention of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah together in the one bracha. Okay. But Musaf, Beit Shammai says, well, you need to do 10 brachot. But what's the extra bracha? Normally it's 9 because of Machal Zichra Shofarot. And you combine Kedushat Yom with one of the, etc., Kedushat Hashem or Malchiot, which is the Machloket with some Rosh Hashanah. But the next bracha is for Shabbos. Ubed Hillel says, no, only Tisha. So the Gemara says, well, if you're going to say you need a separate bracha now for Rosh Hashanah, sorry, if you're going to say you're maskirim Rosh Hashanah, then you should also have a separate bracha of Rosh Hashanah as well. And if that's the case, according to Beit Hillel, it's not just going to be 10 brachot in Musaf, it's going to be 11. One for Shabbos, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Rosh Hashanah. So Amar Rav Yossi, ma pligi medavashum bracha bifnei atzmo, bramhacha, Shigam b'chol, girsa chayin, shigam b'chol einu ela kolalan umaskir b'avodah, not. In other words, it's not a proof that you don't mention Rosh Hashanah. The machloka b'beit Shammai med Hillel is not whether you maskir these things. It's whether when it requires its own bracha, does it also, do we look at them separately? Things that require it, like Shabbos requires its own bracha when it's Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah also requires its own bracha. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, do we have two separate brachos? We can combine them in one. That's a machloka between Beit Shammai and Hillel. Rosh Chodesh is not part of the debate. Why? Because even when Rosh Chodesh is during the week, you don't give it its own bracha. It's mentioned part of Yaleh Ve'Yavoh, part of Avodah. So therefore, that's whether or not they're discussing the fact that there's a mission of, or it's according to Beit Shammai, of saying, oh, there should be a bracha of Rosh Hashanah, is not relevant to our discussion whether you're mazkir Rosh Hashanah. Because there's no question, agrees that since during the week it doesn't to'en its own bracha, therefore it's not really part of the discussion here. But nonetheless, we don't really have a proof whether you're still mazkir, like it still might be mentioned as part of it as well. Okay. The Gemara says, Me'ata baye, Rabbi Yossi, by Me'ata shnei serim Rosh Hashanah. Now here, Machmot Rosh Chodesh Ba'im v'Teimar ain't Tzarich Laskir Rosh Hashanah. Now this is an interesting way of reading this. So I'll just show you here. The commentator says here. Rabbi Yosef Parech Haloshnei Seirim Shemakrivim Rosh Hashanah. The two Seirim that are offered Rosh Hashanah, Echad Mem Rosh Chodesh Huba. One of them is clearly for Rosh Chodesh because there are two Seirim. The Atamat, and if they're both, if on Rosh Hashanah one of the Seirim, because there are two Seirim for the Korban Musaf, if one's for Rosh Hashanah, one's for Rosh Chodesh, Vatamash ain't Tzarich Laskir Rosh Chodesh, and you're telling me that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh, because again, if the concept of Zichron is coming to cover both, then why do we say that there are two Seirim on Rosh Hashanah to if you like, for both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah separately? If it can be covered by one, that's kind of the attempt at proof. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yossi Barbun v'lo Yeut Rav Yossi Makshe." That's not a good kasha. Why? The Tani, as we learn, Shnei Kivsei Atzeret v'Shnei Siirei Rosh Hashanah. Im Kiper Arishon Alma Sheni Mechaper. So here there are two ways to read this piece. One is by saying this is a rejection, Rabbi Yossi. In other words, it's he didn't ask a good kasha. Why? Because you find that on a Shavuot we bring two sirei, not kivsei atzeret. This is something. This is not the musafim, not the one that the kivsei that come with the lechem. In other words, here we're talking about the sirei, the musafim that brought. There's also two on kivsei, and also the question is also regarding what also on Rosh Hashanah. Im kiper arishon ma sheni mechaper. If In other words, what's the point of bringing two? If the first one's already achieving some sort of atonement of Tumat Mikdash V'Kadosh, we said, why bring the second one? And the answer is Al Tuma Shira Bein Zeh LaZeh, on Tuma that it may have occurred between the two. Okay? So, and the Gemara says, V'lo Rabbi Shimon hi. So to explain Rabbi Shimon, he isn't this Rabbi Shimon. Havadeh Hath Rabbi Shimon. It must be Rabbi Shimon. And it says, Rabbi Shimon Cholek Kaparot. Chole kaparot is, I read the comment, de'iu amar hu de'amar shel regalim mechapim al ein ba ve'ein ba v'rosh chodesh al tohor she'achalet ha'tameh. If you remember, Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion, I'll show you the sheets in a minute, that the purposes of Rosh Chodesh and regalim, we seem to be including Rosh Hashanah, by the way, with regalim, are to serve two different purposes. Im ken, if that's the case, my kashile, what's even the question of why are you bringing two? Al ma she'eni mechaper, ha'chalokim hen. They are separate, meaning they've got they achieve separate purpose. If you say the case on Rosh Hashanah, once for Rosh Hashanah, once for Rosh Chodesh, what's even the kasha? Elavade, it must be zevazemach mat Rosh Hashanah ba'im v'lo bishvil Rosh Chodesh. So I'll just follow the flow here. And by the way, zevazemach mat ela zevach mat. You have to change the girsa if you read it this way. Zemach mat Rosh Hashanah, not zevazemach mat Rosh Chodesh. That's how you change the gears in the Gemara. By the way, he does bring a second parish, which we won't go through now, who tries to maintain the gears, but it switches the sugya upside down a little bit. So, in other words, I'll just explain the flow as he said before. We're trying to prove that on Rosh Hashanah you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, one second, on Rosh Hashanah there are two Sirim brought from Musafim, clearly one's for Rosh Hashanah, one's for Rosh Chodesh. Right? So, if they're on Rosh, if the Korbanot are brought separately, clearly, you can't just say you don't need to maskir Rosh Hashanah. Clearly, it should be maskir Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. That's a kasha. The Gemara says that's not a good kasha. Why? Because the Gemara asks, why are you bringing two korbanot? What does a second korban musaf from Rosh Hashanah achieve if the first one's already machaper? That's a question. And the answer is, oh, no, for any tumah that she'ira between the two. Now, the Gemara says that if it's true that one's of Rosh Hashanah and of these two Surim, one's of Rosh Hashanah and other one's Rosh Chodesh, then there, and we explain, and this is Shitat Rabbi Shimon, who explains that each Korban achieves a different purpose, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, then the question doesn't even get off the ground. The reason why you're bringing two different Korbanot is because achieving two different purposes. You don't need to ask why bringing two if the first one achieves a full kapara. If one's Rosh Hashanah, one's Rosh Chodesh, then clearly that they're achieving two separate purposes, and the question doesn't get off the ground. So it only gets off the ground if you're trying to say that they're both the Sirim brought from Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Gemara asks, why do I need to bring two? Why Bichlal do I need to bring two? Because the kaparos are achieved with the first, and it says, oh, because of the tumah that he rabbein zeh bazeh. Okay, that's how it rejects it. Okay, so in other words, just to summarize one more time, like a second summary. Just because two korbanot are being brought on Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean one's from Rosh Hashanah and the other one's for Rosh Chodesh, like he thought, as is proved by the Braita that clearly seems to assume that they're both brought for Rosh Hashanah. Zeo. Let's continue. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Avmari, Leit Yachol Dichtiv Milvad Olat HaChodesh. So in other words, the Gemara now says, no. Yafshar Lomar, can you can't say that Shishneim Hem Ba'im Machmot Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh? Daha b'sof korban Rosh Hashanah k'tiv, at the end of the korban at Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, it says, Milvad olat ha-chodesh o-minchata. This is being brought aside from the Rosh Chodesh. Shma mina, you learn from this, shegamsi Rosh Chodesh ha-yakarev Rosh Hashanah. The Torah itself says, I am bringing this korban musaf Rosh Hashanah aside from not being for Rosh Chodesh. Mashmah, there was one that was brought for Rosh Chodesh. So it wasn't such a bad kasha, kan Rabbi Yossi. V'od, furthermore, we'll see in the next Amud, it says the Tani that there were third. It enumerates all the Seirim, all the Korbanot Musaf as we go through it. enumerates them all, and you'll see in the, and it says there are 12 of them were bought for Rosh Chodesh. That means for every single month of the year, which includes also Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's quite clear that one of the in these two Urim, one's brought for Rosh Chodesh, one's brought for Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, one of the children of Abaye was davening from the Amud. He didn't mention Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, and he was praised for doing so. This is going back to the question of why are you bringing two korbanot, even if it's referring to Shavuot. What is, in other words, we said that why are two offered? If the first one achieves a full kapara, why are you bringing the second? We said, oh, the tumah shra ben zeh lezeh. So he says, well, that's not really a good answer because what happens if they're both shechted almost simultaneously? Or may lechayma. There won't be any tumah shra ben zeh lezeh. So Amar Rabun, well, that's your kasha, not a good kasha. Because what happens is you can just say, you can ask another kasha then, if you're trying to work along those line, that line of thinking, then simply say, Ilu Israel Ksherim, what if Am Israel, well, though no one had this issue of Tumat Mikdash Bagadasha. No one at all. Well, you say then, oh, also, you could also have that kasha, why are you bringing him in the first Korban? So, Shema Inu Mavin, Masha Kavala, told you now not bring the Korban Musaf? No. So clearly, despite the fact that it might be, you can find a situation where it's not necessary, nonetheless, the Torah says you bring this Korban, you bring this Korban out no matter what. Okay, that's fine. Let's continue. Amrullah, Mayan Shikruvu Zebazeh. Okay, this was the kasha they brought on Rabbi Shimon, who understood they were different. Now, let me just, I'll just show you the sheet so you can remember, just so we can do chazara on this. This is the sheet we brought from last year, where we show the shittot of Rabbi Yehuda that sowed. Well, we'll just compare Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir for the moment. If you remember, Rabbi Shimon says, the Sira Nasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur is someone who did no Yediyah at the beginning and Yediyah at the end. The Fasira Galim, that's brought for no idea whatsoever, and Tzir Rosh HaChodesh was brought for someone who is Tahor Shachala Tatame, even though it's not really a Bal Korban. And Rebbe says no, that all these Musafim are brought to cover all those averas, like all the ticks you can see here in the chat. And then we says, well, if that's the case, can Maushimi Vezebazeh? What if Korban from Rosh Chodesh was like leftover? Can you bring it on? Can you bring it, say, on the Regel? And we said, you, and he said, you can. He said, one second, if they're for serves different purposes, how's that true? And he says, oh, no, it's okay. They're all under the ban of Tumat Mikdash VeKadasha. Okay. So Gemara continues. Amar Yochanan, Divrei Chachamim Meshanim, Divrei Rabbi Shimon Ein Meshanim. So I'll just explain here. This is the second Perush of the Korban. It says, this is under Inami. It's Bidur Matchil Shita, Keshita Tohu Shivuhu. In other words, Inami Hachi Perusho. Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara Gmirilei, In other words, the Kasavar, according to the Chachamim, they understand that if someone, if there was a korban that was set aside and it was no longer needed, then they can just put it out. Because it's the whole, the when you're in a makdish, it's based on a tnai beitin, that they're able to redeem it if it's not needed. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara is asking, and Rabbi Shimon, however, says lately the concept of Lev Beit Din Matne Alehem. He doesn't have this concept of that being Beit Din Alehem, so therefore they're not transferable. So therefore, Pari Chashas Chachamim Desavri Meshanim Korbanat Mikdusha L'Kdusha Acheret might be Bailey. So concerning the Chachamim, who hold anyway the Lev Beit Din Matne Alehem, why are they even asking Rabbi Shimon, what if you don't, if the Korban for Rosh Chodesh wasn't used, can you use it for the Yontif? Why even ask the question? According to their shita, let not men and him, of course you can. So the Gemara says, no, in other words, it says they were only asking l'shitato Rabbi Shimon. V'divrei Shimon emasha. They were asking, you know, I'll just read the Gemara inside so you can see the lash of the Gemara. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, divrei chachamim demeshanim. They can live by the manalim, so you could switch the kedusha if it wasn't necessary. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon emeshanim. So Gemara says, "Divrei Chacham Meshanim v'Tumar Ma'u Mishikreil Bazeh." So why are they even asking him if it's not you need it for one? Can you use it for the other? According to the Shita, Lev Bani Manalem. So no, the Gemara says, "Kishita Tor Shivu," meaning Lishita Tenu is not even a question. But according to you, that doesn't hold Lev Bani Beit Manalem. Are they? Can they? What, can the korban that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh can it be for Sira Regalim or not? So, and that's how the flow of the Mishnah worked. And then to respond, and they brought their kasha, like I already explained. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, she'ein korbanot tzimur nikvim ela bekavua. Now, there's two ways to read this. The Pnei Moshe says, "In badim nikvim ela bakavua," means because Rabbi Shimon holds that from the very outset, you're koveya, if you like, what this korban is used for. So therefore, you can't say lev batn beit din matne aleihem. Okay, it's locked in. But again, why is it that he holds Sirah Galim can use it for say Rosh Chodesh or for Yom Kippur, Sirah B'Chutz? That's because it's all under the same banner, as we said, of Tumah Mikdash V'Kadashav. And as Amar Rav Yonah, Vatani ken l'shem oto zevach shu karav lishmo hu kadesh mishar rishona. It's already from the outset. That's kind of a simple way of the Pnei Moshe. However, the Korban Eidah actually comes to tie this to the Bavli. The Bavli says that even though Rabbi Shimon says doesn't hold by the concept lev not beit din matne alehem, if it's separated for a korban olah and it's not needed, it doesn't need to wait for a moment to develop. It can mikitzin on the mizbeach, which means is that it's used for the Kaitz HaMizbeach. Kaitz HaMizbeach is whenever the Mizbeach wasn't used, they would offer Korbanot to ensure there's activity going on the Beis HaMikdash the entire time. It could be used straight away. And that is because he held that if it's set aside for Orolah more broadly, it's only specifically honed in for this purpose if at the time of Shechita. Okay, so therefore it can still have a more broad usage such that if it's not needed for, say, Korban Tamid, then it can be used from 1 year to the next. You can't use it from 1 year to the next, but it can be used, for example, it can be used for the Kaitz HaMizbeach without any need to wait for it to develop a Mumon Potter. Okay, that's a sort of a refinement in understanding Shita Rabbi Shimon that's mentioned lovely, and the Korban understands that's what's coming out in this year right now. Okay, let's look at Halacha here.
Just as a point of interest, I
Yeah.
looked up in the Machzor,
Sure.
before Ezim Mekomen, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh,
Yeah.
we mentioned the particular Korbanos. The Machzor does not bring down Berosh HaChechem, the
Oh, yeah,
usual
fair.
segment that you say on Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, let's now look at Halacha. Rabbi Shimon ben, now we've got the next shitter here, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says Mishmo in terms of he has a different understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon held that each Sirah Naaseh B'Chutz, Sirah Regalim, Sirah Chodesh have their own purpose, like you saw in that with the ticks on this chart. We've got a different understanding of Rabbi Shimon, which is brought by Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, which is as follows: Sirah Chodesh Rochem Al Tahor. Sirah Chodesh, which is the bottom one here, is Tahor Shachalat Tameh. Okay, Musaf Aleihem, the Sirah Regalim not only does that, but it also achieves a kapar for something else, which is Shemecharim. We have no idea in the beginning or the end. And Musaf Aleihem, Yom Kippur, Yom achieves all that and more. But also, so this is a different, or finite thing. It looks like almost like a triangle, the shape of the ticks. The Sirosh Chodesh achieves one thing. Sirah Galim achieves everything in the Sirosh Chodesh, and then and more. And Sirah Galim achieves everything in the Sirah Galim and more. So you can see how it sort of goes up like this. So once again, we had the same question. So Amar Lo, they said to him, Mahu, here's a change. Mahu Shukribu Zebazer. Can you use a korban from one and offer it for another? I'm being very careful the way I say this, because you'll get to the Gemara and explain as follows. It's not so clear which question they're asking. So Amar Im Ken Yul Shoyokim Kremim Bershor Chodesh Chorashim. So it says here, sorry, it says Amr Lahem Hin, they can. So Amr Lo, they said to him, Im ken Yushi Yom Kippur Kareem Rosh Chodeshim. I can understand a Yom Kippur can be offered Rosh Chodesh. Aval Heach Rosh Chodesh Krivim by Yom Kippurim. How can Rosh Chodesh be offered in Yom Kippur? To Lechaper Kaparash Enosh Lahem. So it sounds like Rosh Chodesh, which can only achieve Tarush HaKalat HaTameh, how can it be offered in Yom Kippur that's meant to achieve so much more? That's the kasha. If it's so the Gemara says Amar Lahem, he said back again, once again, same answer. Note, it doesn't matter. When it's separated, it's meant to separate for the entire family, therefore it's transferable, which is like we said in that was the response Rabbi Shimon gave in the previous Mishnah. Okay, let's look at the Gemara now. Amar Lo. So Amar Rav Yossi Dromai, Kamei Rav Yochan, Hachin Tzuch, you have to say it this way. Im ken, if that's the case, Yushu Rosh Chodesh Krevim B'Yom Kippurim, Shechem Malim B'Kodesh V'Amrim. He switches it around. In other words, what was the kasha that the Chachamim were trying to bring on Rabbi Shimon, or this reading of Rabbi Shimon? Was it the way our Mishnah read it? It was, how can Rosh Chodesh be offered Yom Kippur? However, the way he's saying it, no, the kasher is not that. That one's the easy one. The one that's a kasher is, how can Yom Kippur be offered on Yom Kippur? How can Yom Kippur be offered on Rosh Hashanah? Why? So, just to explain, according to his reading, to offer, even according to this chart of Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur, it's not a kasher, because you're ma'alim b'kodesh, you're taking it at a high level of kedusha. However, to use Yom Kippur as one and offer Rosh Chodesh, that's more redeem if you say they're different korbanot. That's the way they pose the question. And again, Rav Shimon would say, oh no, it's all one family. However, Elazar says, no, keep the mission like we have it. Says Bishem Rav Bum, but says Patel Achorim. Im ken Yushu Yom Kippur and Kerevim b'Rosh Chodesh, b'shem mechaprim kaparatan v'kara Rosh Chodesh. He says, no. The obvious case which I didn't bring as a kasha is Yom Kippur, I accept you can offer Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it covers the atonement of Rosh Chodesh. It encompasses the Rosh Chodesh atonement. About Rosh Chodeshim, the korban you set aside for Rosh Chodesh, how can you offer on Yom Kippur? Because it was only going to achieve the atonement of Tumah Sha'achalat Tameh. How can it then now achieve the other atonements of Ein Be'yadiyah V'Tchilah V'Ein Be'yadiyah V'Sof and Ein Be'yadiyah V'Tchilah V'Yesh Be'yadiyah V'Sof? How can it achieve more than it was set aside to do? Let's say someone had five kezaitim of chelim, a different element. He needs to bring five korbanot, and he only brings four. The silver shem chamesh shemei will achieve a full atonement for him. Clearly not. There's not enough in it. You didn't bring enough korbanot to achieve the atonement. If someone ate four kezaitim, he's chayv four korbanot, and he happens to separate and offer five korbanot, and he thought it was four, several arba. And clearly that would work. In other words, what it's trying to say is that if it can achieve more, then obviously it can. Yom Kippur can atone for Rosh Chodesh. But the kasha the Chacham was saying, but how can Rosh Chodesh be brought for Yom Kippur? And Rosh Chodesh only had the capacity to do one kapara, not the three types of kapara. And when Rabbi Shimon says, "Oh yes, it's okay," then we got you. How's that possible? And he says once again, it's all under the same family, so it's okay. There are 32 se'irim, goats, craving malat zebra, b'chol shana every year. 31 are outside, and they are consumed. The one that's offered on Kippur is offered inside, and that is not it consumed by the kohanim. It's one of the that's a se'irim nisrafim. Ve'eno nechal. The se'irim mishtaleach as well. What are they? For the 12 months of the year, meaning the Rosh Chodesh. Shmona Bechag, 8 offered as Se'irim on Sukkos. You've got Shiva Be Pesach, for the 1 each day of Pesach. Shneim, the 2 Musafim that we mentioned before on Atzer and Shavuot. And Achad, which is Achad Biglal Ayom, the Achad Biglal Halechem. That's why he explains it here. In other words, Echad Biglal Ayom Dichtiv Parshat Pinchas Biyom Bikurim Sir Echad Echaper, Echad Biglal Lechem Dichtiv Parshat Emor Bikraftem Al Lechem Vatzitem Sirizim Lechatat. Okay, and then it says also Echad Barosh Hashanah. That was approved before that one's brought for Rosh Hashanah, one's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Echad Biyom Kippurim. Fine. The Gemara says, Kevan Sheshama Moshe Ken. Once Moshe heard this, he said, "Amar me'ata mishabalei safik aveira tzerich lavi korban a korbanot halalu." So, read this is a beautiful piece of Gemara. The Gemara korbanot says, "The kol hanach mechaprim ma'ein ba ve'ein ba." Because this is Rabbi according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, all these korbanot are mechaper for someone who had no yediyah beginning, no yediyah sof. Like it's mechaper of all these things. Hechmira Torah kach, and nonetheless, the Torah says you've got to bring so many korbanot. Mishi Yeshbiado Vadai, except for someone definitely has an Aveira in his hands. Or even though it's a Safek Koshoken Vadai, if you like. She'ein mechaper pechat, klum takana yeshlo. Does he have any takana whatsoever? Or according to the Pnei Moshe, v'chi tzarich lahavi k'mo kol korbanot halalu, would he also, the way the Pnei Moshe reads it, would he have to bring all these korbanot as well to achieve an atonement? In other words, you've got all this, Torah says, all this korbanot for such a all these situations. But someone who's not a Vera, like, are you going to have such a burden on him? He's going to have to bring all these korbanot, an equivalent number of korbanot? Or is there even a possible atakana? Atchi Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara continues as follows. Rav Tanchuma says, B'shem Rabbi L'Resh Lakish, B'Resh Lakish, B'Shash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, V'Yitvada Alav. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, V'Yitvada Alav means, the Ikar Kapara come not through the Korban, but through what? Through Vidui. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chitchil V'Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu was Sameach, he was happy. He says, Mizmor Letodah, Hashem V'Yitvada Alav. Now, everyone has, you know, Mizmor LaTodah printed on their fridges and all these magnets and things like that, that it's a Mizmor thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's beautiful in Yerushalmi, he says, what's the origin of this Mizmor LaTodah? It was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was the motivation for this Mizmor LaTodah? I read the Panim Moshe because he says it more full. He says, 11 of the Tehillim actually written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom. Vedarish Todah, Mizmor LaTodah is not a Mizmor of thanks. It's a Lashon Vidui. It means more of the thanks for the fact that we have the concept of vidui, that through vidui alone we can achieve a tshuva, we can do tshuva, we can achieve a kapara. K'nichtev ten todah is I want you to admit, okay? V'natam shevach Moshe v'odah al shemitratzeh bividui. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is being excited about. So the mizmor l'todah, the origins of that which you have printed on your fridge and the like on your magnets, is that of the Kodesh we can do tshuva, okay? Obviously, you say for all manners of thanks as well. I'm not belittling that, but I'm just saying that's the origin of it. Let's continue. It says, Va'al Zadon, I can get rid of the chart. Sorry. Now, it says, Va'al Zadon tumat mikdash v'kodeshav, Si'ira nasa bifnim v'yom ha'kibrim mechaper. That we've already talked about the Si'ira bifnim, and we said that someone who had yadin in the beginning and not the end, and that's, it's talui until he works it out. However, we're also learning if Zanon tumat mikdash v'kodeshav, if someone's deliberately violated, it's also mechaper. Well, it's mechaper as opposed to Torah. It says Val Shar Averot b'Torah, all the other Averot in the Torah hakalot v'chamorot, whether they're light or extreme, we'll discuss that in a minute. Hazadot v'ashgagot, deliberate or inadvertent. Hodah v'lo hadah, when he knows about it or not. Aseh v'lo taseh, krito d'mitot beitim. Siyam mishtalech mechaper, siyam mishtalech atones for it. Ramana says Al zedot tumah, hadi mechaper al zedot v'tolat shagagot. The first point to stress here is that on our Mishnah, when it's on that. When the mission discusses this Si'ur Bifnim, which we've been spending so much time talking about, the fact it's tole for someone who was who had Yidin in the beginning, forgotten into base Midrash, doesn't have Yidin at the end. So that's it's tole al hashgagot, that's against Shkaga. But we see in our Mishnah, it's mechaper on the Zdanot, meaning someone who deliberately went to base Midrash in the state of Tuba. So it achieves those two things. Now the Gemara says, Lo hen kalot asevelot, lo hen kalot asevelot ase, lo hen chamorot kritol mito beitin. In our mission, we said zanot, so we said we kalot chamorot, and we also said the ase lot ase kritol mito beitin. Why? What's the repetition here? I'll just show you here. Bekasha chatri lamali. Why don't we even repeat it twice? So the Gemara says kine maniti akalot bachamorot otana kalot bein chasaba zol bein chasam shkaga. When it comes to light violations, whether it's deliberately or did by mistake, okay, so Mishnah is going to mechaper. That's aser lo taser. However, Otanas do not. Sorry, let me just read. I'll read the commentator. Sorry, he says Otana kalot bein sha'asam amazing bein sha'asah shogeg. Fine. Aval chamurot, the extreme ones, shen kritot, which is called im asah b'shkaga. If you do it inadvertently, then Sir is not going to mechaper. Why? Because we know you have to bring a korban chatat after. Okay. However, the otanashka got benching valolo ben sheloni valolo. That's the change here. Otanashka got vachibrusha hoda hainushni vada loshkegato, whether he knows about it or not. Avabamazid loshayachoda. The whole, whether he knows about it or doesn't make a difference. Kinemasabamazid, obviously he knows. Ubasamukhmafarishlam. We have to explain what that point is. So, you know, that last line we'll have to go over again when we'll go over with the next year, how it fits in as we continue. Okay, Beseder. We'll continue to share this. Also have a bit.
Thank you.